All right, and let's thank Sean C. one more time for sharing. And now we have Rosetta K. from East of the River area.
Hi, family. My name is Rosetta, and I'm a grateful carbon addict. Sean was up here all cool and collected. I'm over here sweating bullets. Did a fantastic job. Thank you, Sean. What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? Sean said it. It's for the newcomer. It was for me over 16 years ago. When I walked into the rooms of narcotics at 11 days clean, I had been in treatment for 10 days, and I remember it so well. It was on a Friday, and that Friday was my last day, and I really didn't want to leave. And it was something about this red pill that they gave me. And every time I would ask for this red, what was the name of this red pill, because this red pill, you know, I had done everything I could to go to the grave, Jeff, to get to the casket. I had done everything I used for 34 years, everything. I'm a 60s baby, 50s baby. Let me reiterate that. I'm a 50s baby. I'm a baby boomer, you know? So I did every generation, I was in something else different. You understand what I'm saying? So I tried to kill myself, but I thought I was having fun. And so what happened was it was on a Friday, and the psychiatrist, because I didn't know I was in the psych ward. I didn't know I was in the psych ward when I was in detox. Excuse me, it was detox. And I ended up, and he said, "Well, what do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to, whatever this is happening," because I had started eating good, pumping all up, you know, getting, it was something different. And I wanted to stay on that path. And he told me about this place called Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm like, "What is that?" Well, about 6 years before that, my girlfriend, who I was using with, we were shooting dope in her house. And she told me about, "Have you ever heard of Narcotics Anonymous?" She must have realized that I needed some help. You know, I'm in her house, right? And I'm like, "Girl, I don't know nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. Give me a hit. Come on, don't be doing all that." So the psychiatrist said, "Well, it's a place called Narcotics Anonymous, and it was on 1st and New York Avenue, and at that time the meeting was called the Shack." Yeah. 1 o'clock. But I went that Saturday at the 9 o'clock meeting, and it was three people that was in this meeting, two ladies. One of the ladies was a lady that used to be my resident manager. And then the resident manager is in the fellowship as well. But I didn't know that. And he kept trying to keep coming back. "More will be revealed." I'm like, yeah, just stop, make sure I get this paper signed so I can stay in my crack house. And I went to that meeting, I got my first hug, and I have not found it necessary to leave Narcotics Anonymous. April the 8th, 1998 is my clean date.
Wow.
And what happened was, I came into the meeting, and I ain't telling nobody what was wrong with me. I'm not telling the Shan doing all this old stuff. And when I got there, they was talking about me. And the next thing I knew, I was raising my hand. And I went and got the key tag. Came back again, I got another key tag. Came back again and got another key tag. I don't know nothing about Narcotics Anonymous. So I had about 4 key tags. Of the right key tags. And the girl said, "Honey," she said, "did you use yesterday?" I'm like, going on maybe 3 weeks to 30 days clean. I was offended. I said, "No, I didn't use." And she explained the key tags to me, right? I didn't know anything about Narcotics Anonymous. And so it says, "We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete," it says, "complete abstinence from all drugs. There's only one requirement when you come in here, newcomer. Anybody old timer, and that's to stay clean. And the only desire is the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. I was so beat up and broke down when I got here. You think I was going to try to buck on somebody who was trying to help me to save my life after I tried to kill myself? I sure wasn't. Right? We suggest that you keep an open mind, because Sean already said how closed up and pumped up and chest and hands all up here when he got here, and give yourself a break. And I started hearing my story. I'm a newcomer. I'm 11 days clean. I don't know nothing what's going on. But newcomer, guess what? This is for you. You don't never no more. Kaboom, kabam, zip, stop, no. Have to use again if you don't want to. Now, they told me, Sean, if you want to use again, you can gladly get your pain refunded. But I suggest, before you go out the door, remember your story. I was in a fetal position when I got here. I was beat up. I couldn't take no more. I was crying. I was telling, look, I was so in so much tears. I was in so many tears, and I was crying so hard. I couldn't even tell God to help me. I had to do it in my mind. Help me, God. I need some help. I said, go get Cheryl. Go get Cheryl. Living in my crack house. She looked at me. She said, Mom, you want to go get some help? No. I couldn't even speak. So when I came to the fellowship, they grabbed me. I'm only doing what y'all did for me. You grabbed me and you gave me a hug. And when you gave me a hug, it was something about that hug. First of all, it was about that fine guy more than me too, y'all. I just want y'all to keep it fine. I'll stay here because only, you know what I'm saying? Whatever keeps you here, keep doing it. But don't use no matter what. I'm in this club, no matter what. We can only keep what we have by giving it away. He said, honest sharing, what is from the heart reaches the heart, right? So in what happened was, when I got here and I didn't know anything about Narcotics Anonymous, I like this part. There are no strings attached to NA newcomer. We are not affiliated with any organizations. The police don't come on outside of town. They don't come. They ain't coming to no meeting. Because now it's the law. They can't do that. They can't come in a meeting. I don't care if you just murdered somebody. Can't come in a meeting. It's against the law. You can send them to jail for doing that. Basics, for real. We have no initiation fees or dues. No pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. It says we are not connected with any political or religious or law enforcement groups, and we are under no surveillance at any time. This is the part I like. Anyone can join us regardless of age. I came in here at 48. Sexual identity, I like men. But who knows? Creed. Some of y'all be looking good. I ain't lying. Religion or lack of religion. If you have a cane, if you on a walker, if you have one eye, one leg, none, no legs, anyone can join us in this fellowship. Regardless of age, it don't matter. Anybody is free. And guess what? If you say you are at it, then welcome. Anybody here at it? Hey, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. This is the program. This program has saved my life, y'all. Because guess what? When I came here, they started talking something about a sponsor. Like, what the hell is a sponsor? But I kind of looked, that must be a mentor, you know. Then they said, go to meetings. Read the literature, work the steps, get a God of your understanding. The 12-step, what is the Narcotics Anonymous program is this? It's the 12 steps, the 12 traditions, and the 12 concepts. Now, the 12 steps helped me to deal with me. Helped me to find out who I am. And I've done a couple of cycles of steps. And my sponsor, I had to get one. Somebody, because I think I know everything. I think I know everything. Give me a question, bam, I know something. I got in here 48 years old and I realized I ain't know a damn thing. Nothing. I don't know nothing now. I just keep coming back and listen and take suggestions what people tell me what to do. And that starts with my sponsor. And then I have a network that got my back. I ain't in no cliques. I don't hang out with my sponsor like that. I don't be doing all that. But we talk on a consistent basis. I write. I go to meetings. I read the literature. I love service. I'm a junkie from the start, from the heart. I love it. And I help the newcomer. It's just something about a newcomer that helps me because I look at, I was in the indigent, down in indigent today, signing up, you know, people to come in. And the guy said, I said, when is your anniversary, baby? That's the first question. What is your clean date? He said, April the 9th. Wow. Good God Almighty. I said, baby, look at me. And I looked at him. I said, I just need to see your face. And I said, get up. And I did one of these. Narcotics Anonymous is not in the judgment business, but we do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Narcotics Anonymous is not in the gossip business, but we do it.
Yeah.
We have got to take that newcomer by the hand and be the beacon and flame the fan the flame for them, yeah, for these babies.
Yeah.
They come and look, they coming in young too, y'all. They not playing. Because I thought I was too old at 48 to come in here. I'm 64 years old right now, today. I'm not going to go nowhere. Can't nobody put me out. I ain't thinking about you trying to put me out. That's my chair. This is the Narcotics Anonymous program. Right? We got to feed these babies. We got to nurture these babies. And I be hearing so much about how these babies are being mistreated. They don't know. But babies, y'all gotta give yourselves a chance to listen too. Y'all think y'all know everything too. I thought I did when I came in here and they shut me down. You know? But this program has allowed me to become newcomer friendly. This program has allowed me to express my feelings and let somebody know that if and when you've hurt my feelings, I can tell you that. This program has allowed me to be free. I'm talking about free, y'all. I ain't talking about still having to worry, still having to think what people think about me, still having to fall in with the crew. I'm not doing all that today. Guess what? I'm a treasure that's trying to learn how to live on a consistent basis, one day at a time, known as Rosetta K, the addict. I'm trying to be the best individual or the best member of Narcotics Anonymous that I can for my sponsees. I'm trying to live this program. The program are the steps, the transitions, and the concepts. This program is for these babies that feel all alone, but you're never alone. That's what NA is all about. You're never alone. Get in there and ask that sponsor. Here's the part I like. It talks about we gotta watch and we gotta listen. Now everything ain't for everybody. You get a sponsor, you ain't gotta tell all your deep, darkest secrets in here because you have a sponsor for that. And if the sponsor suggests that you share the information, then you share the information. But please know that this is only a daily reprieve. This is a daily reprieve, y'all, in here. we are able to identify with each other, it's called empathy. We are able to identify with each other because we've come from the same hell that Sean came from. We just might not have did it same day. But trust and believe, everybody that's in this room said, please help me, God. You ain't gonna tell me that you didn't say it. Everybody in here said that. Everybody in here can emphasize how they had their body. I remember the day. It was on a Saturday. I remember mine. Never forget your story is what this program is all about either. Because if you tell me your story, and if it's anything that's similar to my story, I'm able to say, yeah, he's got to be telling the truth. And then when I get my sponsor and start working with my sponsor and start sharing my experience, strength, and hope, because that's all I got besides my integrity, I'm able to help somebody else. Why do you think this convention gets and have more and more people every year? We ain't gonna be able to stay in this place in a few more years. It's getting too small. You think so, Jeff? It's getting too small. We'd be 8,000 strong in here. Newcomer. Look, grab a hold of somebody. Ask them to be your sponsor. You can also interview them. You can ask them some very simple questions. Have you worked the steps? And look, let me tell y'all something. This ain't no 3-step program, too. This is a 12-step program. It's 36 principles that we have here. 36 of them. You know, little honesty, open-mindedness, little willingness, you know, compassion, empathy, staying clean is a principle. So if you ain't here and you clean today, give yourself a hand. Because God has showed up with grace and mercy. And that's all we got is each other, y'all. I can't do this at home. It's getting better. But I don't give hugs like this at home. Last week, I got a phone call from my son telling me, why did you steal $1,000 from Monique, my granddaughter? I said, what? $1,000? What are you talking about? The bank took $1,000 from Monique. Why would you do that, Mom? Remember now, I'm 16 years clean. They love me to death, but as soon as a problem or issue come up with them, they go straight back to what I used to be. Today I have integrity. Come to find out, Social Security, because of the person that had the most money, and my grandbaby, Keith Bank, they took her money. I had taken the money because my mom had died, and I was told with misinformation that you can also get in here. So please don't keep listening to what everybody has to say. Read it yourself. If you have this book, give yourself a chance and read it. Please, for yourself, right? So what I did was I gave the rest of the money. My mom had passed, and I had paid my mother's bills. And with the other money, I didn't spend it. Maybe that was the reason why I had to give more than half of it back to her. I don't know. But I would have spent that money if my thinking had told me something different. You know what I'm saying? I need a new pair of shoes. Just bought some. I need definitely a new wardrobe. But I didn't spend it. So I gave her what I had. Still have two bills from my mama. It's okay. We're going to work that out. And my granddaughter actually was very disrespectful to me. Now, I'm the type of person that says, say it one more time. Say it one more time. I didn't do that. The program kicked in. And I allowed her to vent with her money. About her money. I allowed her to vent. Newcomer. You don't come in here and don't think you are not going to do some work. Get your books. Get your literature. And start working this thing. Read it for yourself. Go to your sponsor. Go to your network. Talk about you. And keep the focus on you. If you keep the focus on you, Rosetta, you won't have time for everybody else. And my life is wide open. You know? This program is awesome. My high power, me and him have a relationship now. That's what you'll get. Whatever you're seeking through this book, you will find all of your answers through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Please, don't use. Give yourself a break. Follow the rules and the principles of the guidelines of 12 steps, 12 traditions, and the concepts. And I promise you, I will see you next year, right here again. And guess what? Not at the jail where I go do groups on a weekly basis. I promise you that. But give yourself a break, because this program works. Thanks for allowing me to share.